be a chazara over that which we have been learning both in Hilchos Ta'arovos and in Hilchos Hechsher Kelim. There are, of course, two texts. You can use a text with the Magen Avraham and a Taz, or a text with the Mishnah Berurah. I felt it may be easier for you to do with the Mishnah Berurah, but whichever you feel is better. So Siman Tafnun Aleph is part of Hilchos Pesach, so the first few lines really begin with Hilchos Pesach. Kederos Shelcheres Shenishtamesh Behem Chometz Kol Hashana Afilu Osam Sheosim Mehem Daisa Umine Kmachim. And the question is, does one have to sell these? Well, it's a problem to sell them before Pesach, because when you buy them back, you'd require Tevilas Kelim. What does one do with them that shouldn't be over by Yiro, by Yimotze? So the Machaber suggests Meshaf Shefan Heitev Binyan Shelo Yehei Chametz Nikar Bahem Umutar LaHashosan LaAchar HaPesach Lishtamish Ben Bemino Ubein Shelo Bemino. That as long as you get rid of the Be'en, we pass on like Shmuel and the Gemara Psachim and Daf Lamed, as long as you get rid of the Be'en, there's no Bayiro Bayimotze on the Belios. And there's no knas in terms of using these kelim after Pesach. Because the bottom line is they have bulios, and even though it's an eno ben yomo, but still also to use lechatchila. So the ideal would be to put them away, and then by doing that, by putting them away and having gotten rid of all the be'en, there's no problem. Bayirah bayimatzei. Now we move over to the world of Isur v'heter, and we'll pretty much stay with that through the merits of the siman. Aval hesek shiasika mebe'esh. Why are we putting them away with the blios? Why not just get rid of the blios with some form of hechsher? So with the hechsher that l'chora, we know that hag'ola doesn't work on klei cheres. What about libun? So it points out, Aval hesek shiasikem ba'esh eno mo'el lehem v'lo l'shum klei cheres nishtamish ben chamin afilu shelo al yedei ha'or ela she'ira l'socha roskin. That libun will not help either for a kli that was used b'kli rishon or via irui, and he explains in two stages. Hesek shiasikam ve'esh. If you look over here in the Mishnah Berurah, he points out that we're talking over here about an external hesek. If you were to be malabing them from the outside, that's not going to help in terms of the blios that really came in from the inside. And if we continue in the Mechaber, we'll come back to the Ramah. V'lo avid lehu hasaka malya. Umihu imhech, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. V'afilu im yimal'um gechalim. But what about filling the inside with hot coals? That would be, we'll do a libun from the inside. That won't work. Kaschashin andil machayis alayu shemapake. We're afraid you're going to take out the coals before the reaches the right temperature, because you're afraid that the klicheres is going to break. So therefore, we can't do a libun on the outside. It won't help in terms of the blios. We can't do it on the inside because you're not going to allow the process generally to go through all the way. However, we have an etza miyum echziran lekivshan shemitzarfin bo klicheres chadashim mutar. If you were to return it to the kiln, that would work, because in the kiln there is no fear that you're going to take it out in the middle of the process. It's, you know, you lock it in. That's where you make the new klicheres. And whatever kasher avadati avadati, whatever happens will happen. Kevan shisik on lehezek gadol kazeh vadei lo chayis ayodil mapake. Okay, that's what we have over here within the mechader. So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkatan Yud Gimel points out mashe enkein ba tanurim. Afilu shel klicheres, afilu osin shemetatrim, shedarkon tomid lahasik bifnim, lo chashinan dilma pake. That if you have what nowadays we call a self-cleaning oven, that you can get to a high level, the equivalent of libun. So, and when you put on a self-cleaning oven, you lock it, so we're not afraid that you're going to stop it in the middle, then that would work. Even if the inner part of the tanur were to be covered with porcelain, which is like a klicheres, but that would be the equivalent of the Kivshan Shem Kovshim Bo Kli Cheres, and so you could also, if you wanted to, if you had a china plate and you wanted to put it into your self-cleaning oven and put it in your self-cleaning oven, that would work. Namely, Libun does work for a Kli Cheres when you're malabing inside, outside, and we're not afraid that you're going to stop the process in the middle. Okay? But classically...
Why would it help if I put a porcelain dish inside? Meaning, I don't care about my oven because I know my oven is going to be just fine.
Because the moment you put on a self-cleaning cycle, you can't stop it in the middle of the cycle. The cycle...
I'll unplug it.
But then you know that, in other words, that's, so then you didn't do the libun.
I think 5 minutes is enough. I mean, that's all chisal.
No. It says the moment you put it into a hesed gadol kazeh, vaday lo chayis. Namely, you have to be totally meshugana to put china into your self-cleaning oven. But if you are totally meshugana, so fine. Maybe it'll come out fine. Maybe it'll, wow, I never knew this china had this beautiful color. You know, it got rid of all of the gook that was on it, etc.
I still don't see a rational distinction. I'll just unplug my oven, take it out, and say, okay, that was enough. But bechedre chadarim, I know the only reason why I'm doing this is because I'm worried about my porcelain dish.
And the self-cleaning oven has like an hour. You can't like unplug. You can't stop an oven.
That's what I'm trying to explain.
It's impossible?
Yes. Yeah, that's the way it's built. Okay.
You can't unlock it.
What if I found one that you could unlock?
That we're not talking about. Okay, come on.
How many self-cleaning processes have you done yourself?
I don't know. I feel like you could, theoretically.
Try it out once and you'll see.
So, okay, in any case, this is exactly what the Mechaber is telling us. You can't be masiket from the outside. You can't be masiket from the inside. But you could put it into a kivshan. So we have nowadays the equivalent of a kivshan. Okay, now let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah pointed out v'yesh osir ma'afilu b'kli sheni, that this din of not being machshir a kli cheres applies even to a kli sheni that is also considered to be a kli of chametz. I mean, the Mechaber mentioned the kli rishon and irui. The Ramah mentions a kli sheni. Now we saw, if you recall, that there really is no bria in a kli sheni. So the Magen Avraham al Atar in Sifkatan Gimel points out that nachon, most Rishonim hold that there's no bria in a kli sheni. In a kli rishon, you have a bria kedei kulo. Irui kli rishon, you have a bria kedei klipo. When you get to kli sheni, there's no bria. But we saw there are those Rishonim who do hold that there is a bria in a kli sheni, and so we're machmir like them. However, says the Magen Avraham a little later on in Sifkatan Yud Aleph, one can be mekel b'di'eved on a kli sheni if we have a combination of eino ben yomo and hefsed meruba. What is hefsed meruba? That means meniat simchas yantif, that you have a kli sheni that this is what you want to use for your seder table. It's the most, you know, it would really give tremendous kavod to your seder table. So in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry, over here in Sifkatan Yud Aleph, points out that one can be mekel b'kli sheni, like teller v'kapot, like a fork or a knife, spoons. Yesh lohakel af b'kli, not knife, spoons and forks. Yesh lohakel af b'kli cheres v'makom hefsed merubo min yasim chas yomtov imhu eino ben yomo. That you're allowed to be mekel and say this simply, there is no bria, and just wash it off very well. In the Shar HaTziyun, in Sifkaton Yud, at the very end, he says, Ochein b'kli shlishi, v'ada yesh l'hakel, af shehu ben yomo. In other words, the fact that you have what we'll call a hefsed meruba, menias simchas yantif, that already is enough to view a kli shlishi as not being a boleya. Okay. Then we have one more Ramah over here towards the end of the Sif. Hagah, kol kli shetzarech libun o haga'ala, asur lihishtamish bo afilu tzonein below hechsher. And then he says, v'ayein v'yoredeya simon kuf kaf aleph. So if you recall, in Yoredeya simon kuf kaf aleph, we learned that. He said that even though you shouldn't use it both in keva for tzonein, but you can use it occasionally for tzonein. So the question is he saying, Ayin, that in Shari Surim we're mekel in with Arai, Shimush Arai, but not in terms of Pesach, or he's saying Ayin Yoredeis Yimikuf Rafalef, that even in Pesach he could use it aray. That's unclear from the Ramah what exactly he meant by sending you to Siman Kuf Kaf Aleph. Okay, before we move over to Sif Beis, what we do have over here also on Sif Aleph in the Shari Tshuva is a quotation of that same Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, that if something was not used for 12 months, then, you know, we view it as of the Tam turned into Afer, and that allows for us to now use it for other purposes. Okay?
So you're just speaking out Sif Bet?
Aleph, up to now, Sif Aleph.
Is 12 months approximate? In other words, if you're going from Pesach till the next Pesach, you're 8 days short, no?
He speaks about Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, Sif Beis. Kuvya Shehu Kli She'osen Milavenim Va'afar Va'ofen Umetagnim Bo, etc., that there are certain kelim that we're not afraid that they're going to break if we put gecholim inside of them. And nowadays, again, this would be the self-cleaning oven, this would be the matzah oven, that those in Achinami you can do libud on. Sif Gimel, sakinim. When we move over to the world of knives, this we dealt with in Hilchos Hechsher Kelim. So the Machaber Paskins, mag'ilan b'kli rishon umutar. Ubikli rishon nikra shir tichlu bo mayim al ha'esh, afilu eno ata al ha'esh, rak shodenu roteach, v'kodem hagolat zarech l'shufam yafe b'mashchezet b'richayim, l'havir kol midei chaluda shebehem, kodem hechsheram. That if we get rid of all of the rust, so then we can use hag'ala on knives. Now, if you recall, in Hilchos Iser Veheter, the Machaber said you needed libun for knives, not hag'ala. So why be mekel in Hilchos Pesach? So here, the Mishneh Berurah points out that in Hilchos Pesach, we have a combination of two heterim. A, we're going to see a little later on down the line, that if we don't remember what it was used for, we can go after Rov Tashmishan. Rov Tashmish of a knife is within, is not necessarily, you know, on the fire. That would be a Miut Tashmish. Secondly, in the world of Chametz and the world of Pesach, we're dealing with a concept of Hetera Bala. And when we're dealing with Hetera Bala, then all you require is Hag'ala. You never require Libun. We're going to point out later on that Libun Kal is the equivalent of Hag'ala. But you don't require Libun Chamur in a world of Hetera Bala. And so over here, that's the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkatan Yutes, that the reason that we are Mekel is because of Hetera Bala. And therefore, he points out, Sakinim Beluim Bibasar Lichala, if you want to move something from being Bisari to being Chalavi, Dai Bahagala. That's also a Hetera Bala. Acha Olam Nohagu Isur Bazeh. He quotes in the Shar Tzion Magen Avraham later on in Siman Taf Kuf Tes, Magen Avraham Sifkatan Yud Aleph, where the Magen Avraham says that if you begin kashering from Milchik to Fleshik and Fleshik to Milchik, you're going to forget at what stage you're holding, you're going to misuse it, and so you shouldn't be go back and forth. However, the Chasam Sofer says, and this quotes go back to Mishneh Berurah, because of Chuvas Chasam Sofer Siman Kuf Yud, the Hecha the Higil L'Tzarech Pesach. In a once-a-year setting, when you're being magal something for Pesach, then you could switch also from basar to chalav or vice versa, because you're not going back and forth. This is a one-time change. Or let's say you wanted to sell your set of silverware, and so you want to be magal it so that you want to sell it, so whoever wants to buy it can then choose what they want to use it for. That's also okay, when you're doing something one time. What the Magen Avraham was against was moving it back and forth, that then we're afraid you're going to make a mistake. Okay. So all of this is a classic knife. However, says the Mechaber, im yesh bagumos, if we're dealing with a knife that has cracks and crevices, eino yochol v'nakoso yofe, ein moelo hagala. Hagala doesn't work on be'en. Hagala only works on ta'am. Then you require libun b'makom ha-gumos. And over here, the Mishneh Berurah points out in Sifkatan Kaf Gimel that if you have a knife and a handle, and these are made of two different pieces of material that are simply put together by pressure, etc. So then we're afraid, or they're connected with nails, masmerim katanim. So then you can't do hagala because in the crevice, in the crack between the handle and the blade of the knife, there could very well be be'en. Okay, and then the Ramah continues over here, minadan shel sakinim. I think in English this is called a sheath. Namely, there's like a covering that you put a knife into like a leather pouch. So ein lahem takana b'hag'ala, you can't be magil those leather pouches. V'aser lahachnis b'hasakin b'pesach, because we're afraid that there are crumbs inside. What you can do, if it's stitched, you can undo all the stitches and get put it in the washing machine. But as long as it is has a very narrow opening. And there's a possibility of crumbs being there, you're not allowed to use it. Okay.
I can't imagine
American slave. Okay. Johnny Crockett is like that. Okay. Putting his knife into a sheath. Okay. Kelim shemishtamshim behem ayidei ha'or. When we're moving over from the world of shimush ayidei roschin, where we said hagala can work, to the world of ayid al ha'or, you put something over an open fire, kagon shipudim, the skewer, I don't know exactly how it's called, va'askalot, or a grate that you would put over a fire, kayotzi bahem, tzrichin libun. And what is libun defined as, says the Mechaber? Halibun hu ach yu nitzotzos nitazim mehem, until sparks fly. What we call red hot or white hot, or Rav Moshe says 850 degrees Fahrenheit. Then says the Ramah, "V'yesh mekilin im nislabin ba'kach shahakash nisraf alav mibachutz." He quotes a Mordechai that it's enough simply that if you were to touch a piece of paper to it, the paper would begin to burn. That's a tremendous difference in temperature. It must be a difference of about 600 degrees. What kind of machlokas is this? So this is the source of our issue of the nature of the Bliya. When a Bliya is Isura Bala, everyone agrees that you require Libun Chamur, that you require Nitzotzos Yotzos. When you're dealing with a Bliya, which is Hetera Bala, everyone agrees all you require is Haga'ala, even if it was used Al-Gabe Ha'esh, and Libun Kal, that if you were to touch it with a Kash, the Kash would begin to burn, that's the equivalent of Haga'ala. Our issue over here is how to define Chametz on Pesach. Everyone knows that kodshim is hetera bala, right? If you were to take a korban chatas and cook it in a vessel, and the vessel absorbs, that's hetera bala. And then after 12 hours, it turns into nosar, and then it becomes asar, but it's hetera bala. So that plate, you could be magil, if it was a metal plate. Everyone agrees that basar, or chalav, is hetera bala. The question is, everyone agrees that nevela is isura bala. How do we view chametz? So that's a machlokes rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid and the Rambam all view chametz as being hetera bala. Basically, haga'ala is enough, and that's the libun kal. That's the yesh mekilim in the slabin kach sheyesh nisraf alav. That's the Mordechai and the Hagos Maimini quoting the Ravid and the Rambam. However, most rishonim, the Rosh and the Rif, like two out of three, big ones, they say it's Yisura Bala. So the Mechaber says, if you want to be Malabin, you need Acha Nitzotzos Nitazim Mehem. The Mechaber goes after the majority between the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. So the majority say it's Yisura Bala. The Ramban explains why call it Yisura Bala, because the name doesn't change. Namely, that when something moves from Basar to Basar B'chalav, the name changed. Something moves from Kodshim to Nosar, the name changes. Here, it's Chametz. Chametz is Chametz is Chametz. Just part of the year, it's not Aser, and part of the year, it is Aser. But when it's Aser, it's considered to be Isura Bala. And so the Mechaber paskins that it's Isura Bala, and so you need Libun on baking trays, you need Libun on racks of an oven, etc. The phrase, Libun Shenitzotzos Yotzos, that's the phrase of the Yerushalmi. So that would be the equivalent of a blowtorch. That would be the equivalent of a self-cleaning oven. However, the Mordechai, the Ramah, is quoting the Mordechai that it's enough to have libun kal, and then the Mordechai, and then the Ramah paskins that v'yesh mekilin. However, nohagin b'svara rishona b'chol davar shedino b'libun. That if you really require libun, then the Mechaber is correct. It has to be libun chamur. So when then can we use the concept of libun kal? So we can use the concept of libun kal in two circumstances. A, when libun is a chumra. Avo davar shedino b'hag'ola rak sheish sedokim o shemachmir malavno sogi b'libun kal kazeh. That when libun is a chumra, namely if we have a kli where the most of the tashmish is with chamin, and a miut of the tashmish is ayadei ha'esh, that there, me'ikar din de gemara, you go after rov tashmish. If we want to be machmir, so we can be machmir to the degree of libun kal. Or, says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat on Lamed Beis, when you have a combination of makom hefseid meruba o menias simchas yantif, and eno ben yomo, so then we can use the world of libun kal. And so, in other words, if you'll ask, in terms of our ovens, the minhag in our that most people have in terms of an oven is simply to turn it on the highest temperature for a certain period of time. Where does that come from? What kind of heter is that? Either Machaber says that you require libun chamur. So it could come from one of three sources. One source is a minchas yitzchak, an achron. That we're going to see soon that the degree of hag'ola depends as to how you used it. If you used it in terms of bishul, so you're magi with bishul. You used it with irui, you're magi with irui. Libun, the minchas yitzchak says, hu hadin. That depends how you used it. If you used it for 200 degrees, so libun is 200 degrees. Use it for 400 degrees, libun is 400 degrees. Use it for 800 degrees, libun is 800 degrees. Namely, that just as hag'ola, there are different levels, so also libun. So if you turn on your oven for an hour, that on its highest temperature, that's as hot as it can get. And so that would be the equivalent of libun chamur. That's the minchas yitzchak. Most poskim don't hold that way. Most poskim hold that libun chamur means libun chamur, nitzosos yotzos. So then how do we use it for libun kal? So it could be the combination of the Mishnah Brura, that when you have menias simchas yantif, you want to use your oven on yantif, you don't have another oven. And zeino ben yomo, so then you doing a libun chamur is a chumra, so then we could use the libun kal. Or heterabala. In other words, those are the three. Either we're somech or the Rishonim of heterabala, or we're somech and we have the combination of eno ben yomo and menias simchas yantif, or that we have over here the highest temperature, and this is the equivalent of libun chamur. One of those three is the reason. Again, let's say those people who are machmir with an oven and use a blowtorch, they say the minchas yitzchak, he is a, no one holds that, he's a das yachid. Most Rishonim hold that you need, that the Chametz HaPesach is Isura Bala. And, you know, it's, and the heter of the Mishnah Brura of the combination of Menias Simchas Yantif and Eina Ben Yomo, it's a Shas Hadchak, and why get involved in a Shas Hadchak? And a blowtorch or a self-cleaning rag. Or an insert. They would put an insert into the oven. Right. Yes?
So Ikara Din, Hagala, and Libun Kal are really the same.
One and the same.
And it's just that because we want to sort of be Machmir, so we're Machmir in the form of Libun Chamer. Yeah, Libun Kal, which is because it's more similar to Libun Chamer, is that? Like, why can't we also do
halal? How are you going to put an oven into a... into
it's just practical.
Practically, yeah. Okay. The Ramah, yes?
Are we being recorded?
Yes, we're being recorded. Okay.
But it's not going up
now. Okay. Chatzuva, it ends off the Ramah.
Is it going on while you tower?
Whoever wants to put it,
I can put
it.
Okay.
Okay, chatzuva tzarech libun. Chatzuva is the grate over the gas burner, and the Rama Paskins, that requires libun. Now you understand, this is a chumrah in terms of Pesach, because basically you don't require hechsher at all. We use the same grate for milchik and for fleishik, because we say, ein b'liya yotze mikli l'kli below rotev, that the chatzuva itself is dry, the pot on it is dry, there's not going to be any b'liya which is going to move. A. B, that chatzuva is constantly undergoing a process of libun. It's constantly being burnt out. That's what the Mishneh Berurah over here points out in Sif Katan Lamed Dalet. Zehu rak l'chatzchila misham chumra d'chametz. The be'emes shtei kederos nogo zobazo and yotzo sabliya mizo lezo, etc. And also, v'gam yesh litlot sh'afim nishpach kvar nisraf v'holacho v'chol shahu al ha'esh. Etc. Okay? So we have over here these basic principles. Yes?
If the second reason why you don't need to kasher this grate is because the whole time it's being heated, so the food that hit falls and is burned, right?
Yeah.
Why are we machmir on Pesach then?
We're machmir on Pesach because chametz, we have a unique chumra of mashahu. And so the fear is maybe there's a mashahu and maybe there's some zeya. But it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. Okay. But chumrah doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Just know that it's a chumrah.
If it's destroyed, then what is the chumrah word even?
The chumrah is that we're going to see that even in cases where libun kal would work, we're going to use libun chamor. Namely, that we're machmir. Even in cases where hagala is enough, we use libun.
Can you again, if you want to clarify the difference between libun kal and libun chamor?
Libun kal is something like 200 degrees, where if you were to touch a straw or a piece of paper to it, it would burst into flame. Libun chamor is that the metal is so hot that it changes color. That's about 850 degrees Fahrenheit.
So in the oven, that's libun kal.
A classic oven is libun kal, when you turn on an oven for an hour. A self-cleaning oven is libun chamor. That's the difference between a classic oven and a self-cleaning oven. Sif hei. Kelim shenishtamish. Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Kelim shenishtamish behen bechamin kefi tashmishan hechsheiran. We pointed out that in the world of Hag'ala, which is a world of Kabbalah kachpolto, the same way that it was absorbed, that's how it'll come out. So im tashmisho bekli rishon gon kaf shemegisim bo kedera tzarech hechsheiran bekli rishon im tashmishan bekli sheni hechsheiran bekli sheni kli shemishtamishim bo beirui ma'ara mikli rishon. That we have this sliding scale. We pointed out that libun, according to almost all poskim, is different. Libun is a standard because libun is not a din of kabbalah kachpolto. It's not a din of drawing the blia out. It's a din of destroying the blia. Destroying the blia requires nitzotzos yotzos, or natera bala libun kal. There's no, you know, it's not a sliding scale. The Minchas Yitzchak is a das yachid. He wants to compare the world of libun to the world of hag'alah. Okay. Comes along the Ramah and continues. Kol kelim sheyesh bem sedakim ogumos o chaluda. If a kli has crevices, cracks, or rust, v'hu betoch hakli v'yonachol nakron ulenakosan, and you can't clean them out, ein lahag ilon, then you can't use hagala. Hagala does not work on be'en; it only works on blio. So tzorach libun makom hasedek v'ha'chaluda. Okay, just one he'ara. We pointed out that if a kli was used be'irui, it can be machshirit be'irui. So Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Mem Aleph points out that we pointed out that there are two types of irui. There's an irui shenivsak hakiluach, irui shelo nivsak. You need the irui of lo nivsak, namely that there's a higher degree of heat. What's not mentioned over here in the Mechaber, again, we have hag'ala, we have libun. What about steam? What if you're dealing nowadays? Steam is used as a cleaner, particularly on an industrial plane. Is steam the equivalent of hag'ala? So the Achronim talk about this, and they say that if something was nivra via kli rishon, kli sheni, irui, you can't use steam. But if something was nivra via steam, it could come out via steam. That's the heter of using a microwave, of being machshir microwave by putting a cup of water and having the water boil, and then you have zeya, you have steam coming out. That since the bliya went in via steam, it can come out via steam.
Something they used to, they still do steaming vegetables, and that would be the same thing.
Correct. Yeah. Right.
So with the plate itself, you should probably be magil.
Probably, yeah. Or use it, I mean, either be magil or replace it or cover it, etc. Sifav, kol kli holchin bo achar rov tashmisho. This is a Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah, that you kasher a kli in terms of its usage. You don't know its usage. We have a rule of achar avim lahatos. Hilchach ka'aros, afal pishya pa'amim mishtam shem bebe kli rishon agabe ha'esh. It's possible to put a dish on a fire, but rov tashmisho hu bi'iru shem ma'ar alehem mikli rishon. But a bowl, and most of the time is simply used for, as the recipient of irui, so kahu hechshero. Okay, so we have the rule that generally we go after the rove. However, and this is the mechaber. Why are we making? Like, what happened to the miyut tashmish? So there's a tshuva of the Rashba that we're dealing with in eno ben yomo, right? And so really, a kli eno ben yomo is only an iser drabanan. Shema, you're going to use a ben yomo. And this Isur Drabanan, they were not gozer on Miyut Tashmish. They were gozer, the Isur Drabanan, of using Kli Shena Ben Yomo after Rov Tashmish. So the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Memvav that if we're dealing with a Kli that was used Ben Yomo, so that you have to use that form of Hechsher. You're not going to move over to Rov and Miyut if it was used in the last 24 hours. Comes along the Ramah and says, V'yesh machmirim lahagil akaros b'kli rishon. He quotes the Tur in the name of the Avi Ezri, the father of the Ravya, that we're going to be machmir for miut tashmish. But the Mishnah points out, this is a chumrah. The Gemara says we can go after Rav Tashmish. So b'dievet, if you kash it according to Rav Tashmish, that is fine. That's the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Mem Zayin. That when the Ramah says, Cheinu Aminag, Mikol Makom B'Dievet Samchinan Adeya Rishona. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues in the next Sifkatan, Mem Ches, that hu hadin im yesh locha shem shtam yesh lefam im ayidei ha'or tzarech libun dafka ubelibun kal kedele'el sagi. Namely, that once we're establishing that this is a chumra to go after miyut tashmish, so we said whenever we need libun mitzad chumra, it's enough to do libun kal. So over here, since meikar hadin, you could do hagala, and we're only machmir to do libun, so you can use libun kal. And whatever you can use libun kal, we pointed out, you can also use hagala, because libun kal and hagala are one and the same. Okay? Then the Ramah continues, and he points out that...
Minchas Yitzchak would be machmir.
Yes. Why would the Minchas Yitzchak?
Because if he's looking at its gradations of libun,
no, he's saying that when you have a din of libun chamur, then the Minchas Yitzchak is a mekel, not a machmir.
Saying in this case, you can,
no, he said, but over here we don't need libun chamur. Libun chamur, when libun chamur is only a chumra, then we don't need it. Okay. V'yesh machmirim lahagil kol klei shtiyah, points out the Ramah. According to the chumra of the Ramah, that we go after miyut tashmish. So this is our minog. You have a kiddush cup, and you want to use your kiddush cup on Pesach. So normally a kiddush cup is used for wine. Wine is cold. It could be that once you poured tea into your kiddush cup. So if you want to be magil, if you want to be machshir your kiddush cup for Pesach, the minog is to take it to a hagolah station. Okay? V'cheinu aminog al hagi'ilon. B'dievet sagiru hu b'shtifa, because that's the rov tashmish. Okay, so that those are the rules that we're dealing with over here. Okay, let's move over in the Ramah. The Ramah then points out, uka'aros gedolos, shelo yuchal lahachnis toch chli rishon, yitein aleihem even meluban, v'ye'ere aleihem roschim mikli rishon, v'havei kamo kli rishon. Here, again, we have to start, in other words, we know that, you know, it's from the world from the world of Hagalah, that when you're being ma'ara via irui, when you're being machshir via irui, many times we use a hot stone to keep the water boiling. Here, we're not talking about irui. We're dealing with a kara that requires Hagalah. It requires Hagalah. So we say that over here, that if you can't fit it into a big Hagalah pot, you can pour water in and with the stone. This is the Ramah uses language. This is like Kli Rishon. It's really not like Kli Rishon. In other words, but we're saying is that if the Rov Tashmish is Irui and the Miut Tashmish is Kli Rishon, so the Chumrah of being Machmir for Kli Rishon, you can accomplish in this matter. Okay, that's the Mishneh Berurah over here in Sivkatan Nun Aleph. The bottom line is that it's irui. Right, so since the irui over here is really enough even without the even meluban, but we want to get to the miut tashmish. So for the miut tashmish, that is going to be enough. Okay, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkatan Nun points out that this Evan Meluban chein nohagim l'inyan hechsher shulchanos v'safsalim, that if you want to be machshir your table, you're going to pour hot and use an Evan Meluban. Now, we use that for the shayish, for the counters. We don't use it for our tables. Our tables would be destroyed if we used an Evan Meluban. And with the time of the Mishneh Berurah, the table was wood. So by pulling the Evan Meluban over it and pouring water, that would not affect it. But when you're dealing with the tables that we have that are covered with a plastic, in other words, covering, so that's already a makom sheyefshar, so we're not machmir for the miut tashmir. What would be the miut? Again, this is what Yonatan asked. Well, what are we afraid of? We're afraid maybe there a davar gush may have fallen on it, and a davar gush may have the status of a Kli Rishon. But classically, if Devarim Lachim fell, so that's an Irui, and then the Irui would take care of it. So on the possibility that maybe a Davar Gush fell, etc., to use the Evan Meluban for that Miut Tashmish, that's a Davar Sheyefshar, there's no need to be Machmir. Sif Zayin, Yesh Mi Sheomer, De Kapot Ha'asuyot Mikeren, if you have a fancy spoon made out of the horn of an animal, something is very, very flimsy, so we can't do Hagalah, just like we couldn't do Hagalah, we couldn't do Libun on a Kli Cheres. We're afraid it's going to break. Over here also, we're afraid it's going to break. Sif Ches, Echad Kli Eitz, V'Echad Kli Evan, V'Echad Kli Matechet, Dinam Rachshirin B'Hagalah. These are types of materials that Hagalah works, v'chein kli etzem tzarech Hagalah, and we pointed out, what about plastic? We saw machlokes achronim, where the Hagalah works on plastic, and we saw that in Eretz Yisrael, they're mekel, and chutz laretz, they're machmir, but even in Eretz Yisrael, even in chutz laretz, they're mekel in terms of handles, There one can be mekel. Siftes, hamagil kodem shah chamishis, Yochal v'hagil yachad kli rishon u'kli sheni v'keim shabalu davar muad v'eino choshesh. This is simply a din within Hilchos Pesach. Before Shah Chamishis, everyone agrees, we're talking about Hetera Bala, right? Before Shah Chamishis, this is Hetera Bala. And if it's Hetera Bala, so when you're magil a number of things together, you have not bar not the Hetera. what are we afraid of? That the tam is going to go out of one kli into another kli. It's going to be a not bar nata hetera, and therefore is going to be mutter. Again, this is what we have in Sif Tes. Sif Yud, salim shemolchim bahem ha basar, and we're not careful that they weren't used for eating a sandwich over it during the course of the year. Yesh matzrichem lahem hagala. So I'm saying, you have to worry. Maybe a crumb fell on it during the course of the year, and then the melach was mavliya the crumb into the kli, and they were afraid. Maybe if you do use this for melicha on Pesach, then the chametz is going to come out and ask for something b'mashehu. However, yesh mi shecholik. This yesh mi shecholik is a sefer atruma. Ma pitom that we should have such a chashash lo machzikin on isura. That's what the Mishnah Berura points out. And also, aside from lo machzikin isura, we learned that melicha is a one-way street. Melicha can be mavliya something into a kli. Melicha isn't going to pull something out of a kli. Ein melicha l'kelim. So there's really not that much of a chashash over here. Okay, sif yud aleph. Okay. Yeah, sif yud aleph, machavat, riddling with a frying pan. Shemitagnim. Remember we discussed this in Siman Kuf Kaf Aleph. Muteret behag'ala, that we view it basically as being used with a liquid, and therefore hagala is sufficient. The Bir Halacha points out that there are achronim who view a frying pan as being a dry bliya and requires libun, but we paskin that hagala is sufficient. The Mishnah Berura over here in Sivkatan Samach Aleph points out that the frying pan can only use hagala if you use it with oil. If you don't use oil, all you do is spray spam, that's what it's called, or put grease, then you have to use libun. Then there's no liquid to speak about. Sif Yud Beis. Kol hakelim shetzarech lehagil yidosehen kamosan. This we pointed out that one should kasher the handles. Why kasher the handles? Two svaros, either cham miktzas or cham kulo, that the kli was boleya and the handle is metal, and so the metal is going to cham miktzas or cham kulo, going to have a blia into the handle. Or we're afraid that there was a splashing onto the handle. Therefore, miu im lo higilu hayados ein leesor b'dieved, says the Rama, because we pointed out, okay, in other words, maybe there was a blia via chamiksaso chamkula, but kabalo kachpalto, and in terms of the splashing, lo machzikin on isura. So lechatzchila, one should be magil the handles, but it's not ma'ake.
What about the plastic handles?
So we said plastic handles lend themselves to hagala. Kli sheyesh bo talai, if you have a patch on a kli, so then the question is, was the kli used before the patch, after the patch, you know, so it's a fear of the end, but that's not something which is really halacha lemaisa nogea for us. Sif yud dalid, kisui shel barzel shemachasim bo hakedera, this is a pot cover, so we pointed out, requires hagala, because there is zeya, and then we have a blia, and so we require hagala to get out the blia into the pot cover. Tesvav, kisui shel barzel shemesimen oso ala charara. This we mentioned, that if you have a cover of like a toaster, so we're afraid that the toaster was used to make toast, that the toast may have touched the side of the kisui, and then you have a direct blia, so tzricha libun, because there's no zeya over here at all. Adkan, in terms of blia via heat, roschin, in other words, liquid heat, or al-gabi ha'esh, heat without a liquid, hag'ala, and libud. Now we move over to the world of a blia with cold. What if we have a blia with cold? So, let's just begin, let's learn a few sifim. Tetzayin, it's okay, I can continue? You got this point? Okay. Meducha muteres behag'ala. Meducha is a grinder. It's a grinder which is usually used to grind spices. And so here we learn that you have a combination of davar charif, the spice, and a sakin. The meducha is the pressure, there's a sakin. That brings about a blia. And the meducha was also used for breadcrumbs. So we're afraid that the meducha, which has the davar charif and the sakin, was boleya the breadcrumbs. So we say that that it can come out via hag'alah, namely that we don't know exactly how to deal with such a blia. Right? This is neither this is not roschin. This is not davar cham. So the machaber, he's quoting most rishonim. They say that hag'alah is sufficient. However, there's also a daya of Rashi and the father of the Rav Yo, Rabbeinu Yoel, who say you require libun. That's the continuity of the Ramah. The Ramah says yesh machmirin l'gabein ha meducha, and in the parentheses it quotes b'shem Rabbeinu Yoel or b'shem tur b'shem Rashi. But again, since this libun is a chumra, so it's enough to have a libun kal. The ach b'libun called davar dahainu she yisrof alav kash b'chutz sagi. Okay, libun koldu, not called davar. Sorry, libun koldu. The libun kal that is going to be sufficient. Okay, let's continue. The machaber then points out, going back to the machaber, meducha tzricha hagala v'im hi gedola shenu yachol lachnisu biyor mishemayim roschim. Umachnis betocha even rotachat va'ola harituach bekol svata kol kai gavna have hagala de kli rishon. Namely, that in a situation where you can't do a classic hagala, so over here we can use the even rotachat and irui. And in this situation, since again we're not sure how to be machshir it, this will be sufficient to be the equivalent of the hagala kli rishon. Okay, over here, the Mishnah Brura at the end of Simon Ksivkatan Tzadi quotes the famous Magen Avraham that we learned back in Hilchos Taroves. Kos of Magen Avraham, Yesh lihizor shel lachtoch zangevil rak besakin chadosh. You shouldn't use a knife of chalav or basar if you want to cut the spice ginger. Va'osan she'enon nizharim baze, if you cut ginger, the spice, let's say with a freshik knife, yotze kilkul baze shechotkin zangevil davar charif besakin shel basar, and then zdochen otob b'meducha, then you grind it in the grinder, you've just made your grinder besari. Right? This is what we spoke about in terms of the davar charif and the sakin, that it can go in a series. Tov. Then the Ramah just ends off over here that ima meducha shel eitz yesh lekolfo bekli. Let's start a little above that. That if you have no agin lamdo lechatchila mihu sagile b'hagola im ein bagumas, that since generally these meduchot, these grinders have crevices or cracks in them, you should be malabin at first to get rid of the be'en. Ima beducha shel eitz, how do you get rid of the be'en? Yesh lekolpo bekli umnut, achashin and legumot. And afterwards, after you get out the be'en, then you're magila to get out the blia. Hadaf yudzayin, hadaf she'orchin alav kol hashana. You have a dough, and you take your dough, and you have a surface, which you call a daf, and you take your rolling pin, and you begin to spread out the dough. So if you want to use that surface, that daf, on Pesach, or areva shaloshin ba, or the bowl in which you knead the dough, those require, to use it for Pesach, those require hag'ala. Why require hag'ala? Everything is cold. There's no davar charif. But if you recall, just from your Mishnayis knowledge, we speak about chimutz, the process of chimutz, the process of fermentation, is a process that's similar to a process of davar charif, And so we're afraid that there's going to be a blia because of the chimutz, because it's coming so close to the process of making bread, and therefore tzarech haga'ala. V'lo mahani ba kiluf b'klei umnus, because we're afraid that it's not just the surface. V'chein kol davar shetzarech haga'ala lo mahani ba kiluf. But the ideal is, aminok sholosh tamish b'pesach, ba'arevos v'hadapin sholoshin kol hashana, afilo yedei haga'ala v'chein ikar. That you're dealing with something which is much too close to the world of chametz, and preferably you shouldn't use it at all. That we're afraid there's always going to be cracks and crevices. So the Mishnah Brura over here, the Mishnah Brura over here in the Bir Halacha points out haminuk shelo lehishtamesh, that if you're dealing with something which is metal, namely that there are no holes at all, and you cleaned it off very well and did hagala, there's really not a reason not to. I'm sorry, Dibra Maskel de Pesach. Kli Matechet, Efshel Renakot, Mutar Yedei Hagola. Okay? Beseder. Sif Yurchet Hanapa, the sifter. Tzarech Ledaktik Bama'od Lenakos. It has tremendous amount of holes in it. It's very, very hard to clean a sifter. And therefore, theoretically, Yeshaf Shefenu, Osa B'mayim Yafa Yafa. You have to tremendously use a lot of water and a lot of rubbing. But so the Ramah points out, and similarly, the kli shekaren riv eisen. A riv eisen is a hand grater when it has all the holes in it. So also, it's like a napa, it's like a sifter, very, very hard to clean, and so it's better not to use it at all on Pesach. If you have sacks and you want to use like canvas sacks, so then you have to undo all of the stitches and put it through a washing machine.
Greater, if you used it only for, you know, like, you use it for your carrots or your whatever.
But the thing is, if you had it, you know, on, you kept it with all your chametz kelim, etc., you shouldn't use it. Yutet harachat shekorin pala. In other words, the shovel, the baker's shovel. Like you see the putting the matzahs into the oven with a shovel. So if that was used for bread, yesham she'ein moil b'hag'ala, because it goes into the oven. And so, b'tzarech liknot chadasha. So over here, there's a huge Mishnah Brura that summarizes everything that we saw in Siman Kuf Hey. If you recall, we spoke, it's in Sivkatan Kuf Yud Aleph. In Kuf Yud Aleph, we dealt with the mirda. What if the mirda you use with a kli, with something like with a cake that had a bit of shuman in it, you know, to what degree is there going to be a blia in the mirda? Is it only going to be an outer blia, an inner blia, etc., etc.? Nothing new, just a sifkatan kuf yud aleph. Kuf yud aleph. Okay. We'll stop over here. It's 4:00. Okay, so blindiyata, next time we'll complete tafnun aleph and we'll do tafnun beis. And then you'll have 2 weeks for chazara. Okay?
Thank you, Eric.
What? One more shiur. Yeah, I think so. Ms. Seder, thank you. Thank you for your attention. That's what it appears. We don't have the problem. The problem is that the blue registration is all the computers, so all the computers have batteries like your computer.